And I think those who are giving testimonies, y'all can just come up now. Well, you guys are going to hear from some college students, and then a couple of us serving ones. That'd be great. Okay. Maybe clear this. I'm going to use the board a little bit. So, yes. Okay. I'm gonna try to use the board. Anyway, maybe I won't use the board. We'll see. Oh yeah, that'd be a great idea. Yeah. Or okay. Well, maybe when you guys introduced yourselves. Yeah, we didn't think about that. You can say where you go for school. Okay. But this is just Roman numeral 1 of outline 2. If you kind of want to follow along with kind of what we're covering. Okay. But first, I'll start. I'm David, for those of you guys who don't know me. I went to UC Berkeley. Went to UC Berkeley. And I studied electrical engineering and computer science while I was there. Oh, Jesus. Okay. Just another school. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. So I'll just open up the time a little bit with just some points that I want to share with you guys, and then we'll hear some testimonies. I'll also say a little something of testimony. Okay, the first thing I wanted to share was, I heard this from a sister actually a couple years ago, and it's really remained with me, and I thought I would share it with you guys. So an encouragement to the sisters, always share. I mean, I was just very helped and touched by this sharing. She shared this. She had heard this from a brother. I'm gonna just try to draw on the board here. There's kind of two. This is kind of the way our brain works. Okay, I just wanna. Maybe this will make sense to you. Okay, we kind of have like two circles. Okay, you can even say kind of like four. This is like a mini circle here down here. Okay, and then on the circle on the left, we have the concept of the things that are good for the Lord. Okay. For the Lord, okay? So this is one circle. Things that are good for the Lord, for His purpose, for the church, okay? And then in this circle, we have things that are good for me. Okay? And then kind of underneath here, you could say, like, these are the things that are maybe not so good for the Lord. And then there are things that are not so good for me. And sometimes we think there's a very strong correlation between these two boxes, and there sometimes is. And then there's a very, very strong correlation between these two boxes. The other way around. There's a very strong correlation between these two things. Things that are good for the Lord tend not to be not so good for me, or against what I want. And anyway, I was just helped to see that actually, there's no such thing. Amen. There's only one circle. Right. This is one circle. Does that make sense?
Amen.
Does that make sense? A lot of times we think the things that are good for me usually don't line up with the things that are good for the Lord. And the things that are good for the Lord, sometimes it's not what I want or not what's good for me. But I don't know. I just wanted to remind you all while we're... or fellowship about this matter. College is a really big thing, right? A really, really big thing. And we probably feel a lot of anxiety, probably a lot of nervousness about where the Lord will place us for college. But I just want to remind you that whatever is best for you is also best for the Lord. And whatever is best for the Lord is also best for you, okay? So I wanted to start with that. And then hopefully, you know, with all this fellowship about the Lord knocking on the door of our heart, I feel like sometimes we may be scared to open up to the Lord about college. Because you have this concept, if I open up to the Lord about college and I really let the Lord have His way, then I'm not going to get what I want, you know? Because what I want is different from what the Lord wants. And then I'm not going to be happy, you know? Then I'm going to be miserable because the Lord's going to place me somewhere or send me somewhere. I don't know if anyone... Does anyone have that concept? Is it just me? Sometimes I very much have that concept in my life, you know, where just like, if I open up to the Lord, then the Lord's going to force me to do this thing that I don't want to do, and then I'm just going to be unhappy and all these kinds of things, you know, all this Well, I just want to assure you that all those thoughts are from Satan. The Lord's heart is completely, 100% good towards you. Amen. And wherever, if you would open to the Lord, if you would let the Lord into this decision, actually, the best will always happen. The best will always happen. No matter what it seems like outwardly at that moment, the Lord always has the best for us. And the Lord's plan for us, the Lord's heart for us, whatever the Lord has arranged for us, is always in the category of things that are good for me. Things that are the best, I would say, for me. Okay, so with that being said, you know, we have a couple points here, A through E. And these are just some practical points, and there's many more. There's many more. You know, when you're considering college, there's a lot of factors. There's a lot of factors. College is a very human thing, and it's also actually a very important thing, I would say, even spiritually. Very, very important time spiritually. And so there's a lot of things to consider, and these are just some of the points. It's not a comprehensive list of all the points you have to consider, but just some points to help guide us in the right direction. And I would just mention here as well, you know, a lot of this fellowship is very geared toward college, like for a 4-year university. But it's also, the Lord can also lead us not to go to college, okay? Not to say that, you know, do you get what I'm saying? Like, for some of us, maybe trade school makes a lot of sense, right? So anyway, we're not pushing that college is the only direction. But, you know, for a lot of people, I guess it's a common direction. So a lot of the fellowship here is emphasis on that. But don't feel excluded in any way if you're not considering a 4-year university. Maybe you're considering a trade school. Don't feel excluded in any way. All the principles that we're covering here still apply to that. Which trade school should I go to? Where, you know? When should I go? Which trade, you know? What city, you know? These types of things, right? So anyway, I hope no one would feel excluded in that kind of way. Okay, so maybe we can start with some of the testimonies now. We'll just pass this mic over. So we'll start with A, the best fit for you versus the best name school, okay? I think Gabe will say a little something like this.
Hi everyone, I'm Gabe. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Am I good? Okay. I'm a freshman at BU. So I guess to start off with my testimony, I went to a pretty competitive high school in the Boston area. And like all throughout middle school and high school, I felt like there was kind of like a big expectation for me. And given that my school, like everybody around me was really competitive about college and everything, and that it was a Harvard feeder, I like that environment kind of forced me to like put the expectation on myself, but also everybody around me to like go to Harvard, or like it was like a failure if I didn't, which is just definitely not true. But like just growing up, that was like kind of like how it was. And that's like how like my attitude toward college admissions was going into senior year, and then even when like decisions came out. But turns out that I didn't get into Harvard or any other like the top like Ivy League schools that I got like applied to. But praise the Lord that the Lord kind of chose for me that firstly I would stay in Boston because I didn't get into like any other schools outside of the Boston area. But also, like, when you're deciding on a college, there's a lot of other factors other than, like, the name and, like, what you're studying, like, right. Cost and everything.
Yeah.
So the Lord, like, really provided me with a good scholarship to BU.
Amen.
And, like, looking back at it now, like, even though it wasn't my first choice, I think that the Lord really put me there for a reason.
Amen.
And, like, through fellowship with some of the saints in the Boston area, I've just been really supplied, and like now I know that like that's the place I should be.
Amen.
And Amen. I guess going through the college admissions process, something that really helped me was praying with peers. Every like Tuesday, I tried to pray with one of my friends about admissions, and it like really like helped me like see that there is like something bigger than just me going to college and gaining knowledge, but like it's for the Lord's move wherever I go. And then a song that I enjoyed is, it's called Trust and Believe. And I'll just say one of the lines. It says, "Why do you fear your future will only be filled with pain? You're in his hands, trust in his plans. He will take care of you." Yeah, I guess just some practical advice, like be careful. Like you might get into a school and like see it's like a really good school, but you might have to pay like a lot of money. Like, yeah. Take into account how much money you actually have to pay so you don't like regret it later on in life.
Amen.
Amen.
That's very true. That's very true. You may not be thinking about that, but your parents definitely are thinking about that. I just to tell you that. Yeah. Amen. Yeah, amen. Okay, I'll continue with B, a practical major versus an ideal major. So ideal major is what I really like or what I feel like I'm good at. I don't know. I think my testimony was, I was kind of like these brothers here. I had a very dynamic consecration when I was a senior in high school. And I don't know, something within me, well, one of the YP that was a little older than me when I was growing up, he shared this testimony that really left a very deep impression in me. He was kind of, he said something along the lines of like, you know, this is him speaking. So I had this realization the other day that we're all the same. We're going to go to college, get a job, work for 50 years, and then we're going to die. That's what he said. Very strong, you know? But like when he said that, it just impacted me very deeply. I was just like, that's right. Like that's what everyone does. Like it's like there's no exceptions. There's like that's what human life is. And there was a deep sense of emptiness within me. Yeah. I was just like, I don't want my life to be defined like by that. I was just like, and I think I at that point, you know, I just had a certain prayer before the Lord, like, well, I don't want to live for my career. I want to live for you. Yeah. You're the only thing that's eternal, that lasts beyond death. Right. My career, no matter how successful I am, no matter what I accomplish, no matter what I pursue, it will always come to an end. You know. Right. So why I'm sharing this is because I feel like there's a lot of pressure, especially in American society, about finding your passion. And I think there is some truth to that. We don't want to be miserable, okay? No one's telling you go pick a job that's just going to make you super unhappy just so that you can have like a salary, you know, like that. That's not what we mean. But we do need to have a certain realization within ourselves that our career or what we major in, what job we get eventually is not going to be what satisfies us. Right. It's not going to determine, like, how do you say, it's not going to really determine your destiny, if that makes sense, like in the positive sense. It's not like if you pick the best major and you get the best career, then you're set for life. You're going to be happy. You're going to be successful. That's not what it is at all. What it can do, okay, what I want to warn you guys against, what it can do, and we've seen this many times in the church life, is it can impact you in a very negative way, and it can determine your destiny in a very negative way, is that if we pick majors or career paths that are not good for the church life, actually what happens is we're brought out of God's eternal purpose. Our career can be a tool used by Satan to bring us out of God's eternal purpose and to be a slave in Egypt. So when we talked about major, I think some practical points, this is my experience, is that you're in no rush to decide, okay? 18-year-olds were, you know, like when I was 18, I had no idea what I wanted to do with my life apart from that I want to love the Lord and serve the Lord, which is very good. I hope you guys will all be clear about that before going to college, is that that's what you want to do with your life. But in terms of my career, I had no idea what I wanted to do. I thought I wanted to do photovoltaics. I thought I wanted to work on solar panels. I was like very passionate about green energy, and I was just like, I want to, you know, change the world, save lives, these types of things, you know? Then I go to college. I'll get to some. But I go to college. I do a summer of material science research at a photovoltaics lab, and I realize I hate photovoltaics. You know, it's so boring. Like every day I'm in lab. What do? I turn on a furnace. Anyway, you can ask me about it. It was mind-numbingly boring. I was just like, I don't want to do this. And my, you know, thankfully my parents had some fellowship with me and just like, David, you should consider computer science. You know, it's just, it's a good, it's like at that time it was very good for the church life, right? Easy to find a job. It's got a good salary. The hours are very reasonable. And I was like very against it at first. I was like, no, I don't want to study computer science. That's so boring. It's so mainstream. Everyone's doing computer science. I want to do something exciting, green energy, you know, change the world, you know? And then I took my first computer science class and I realized, hey, this is actually kind of cool. Like, I enjoyed it. And anyway, now I ended up studying EECS. Anyway, and I worked in the field for a little bit. And I wouldn't say I have a burning passion for computer science. You know what I mean? Like, but I don't, I enjoyed it to a certain degree. It was really good for the church life. And even to this day, it's a useful skill for the church life. The other thing, sorry, I know I'm taking a long time, but another thing I would share is that sometimes it can be helpful to enter college with a very general major. Okay, so what I did, some fellowship I received when I was a senior in high school is like, if you're really not exactly sure what you want to say, which is where I was at, you can do something that's very general and then focus in. So I went into Berkeley as an engineering math major. I applied as an engineering major because I really enjoyed math in high school. I thought I was good at it. I realized later I wasn't that good at math. But I went, and that gave me a lot of flexibility. Does that make sense? Because all the general classes that I took my freshman year didn't lock me into anything. And I could explore my freshman, sophomore year what I wanted to study. Does it make sense? So just some practical. If you're really not sure what you say, you can do undeclared, or you can do something very general within kind of the area. Like you want to do something health related, you can do bio, right? Does it make sense? So, okay. Oh man, I'm taking a long time. Okay, sorry. Public versus private, I'll also say a little something about this. There's a lot of things to consider here. I don't have that much personal experience with this. My dream school was Stanford. My parents really wanted me to go to Stanford, actually. But anyway, just for a lot of considerations is that I just felt like the Lord was leading me to Berkeley, number one. And number two, I just didn't have the stats for Stanford, honestly. But with public and private, you know, there's a lot of considerations how you learn. I think private has a lot of smaller classes and a lot more direct interaction with the professors. If you go to public, this was my experience, you're interacting mainly with PhD students. You're not really interacting with the professor directly, if that's important to you. I would say the other big thing about public and private that Gabe brought out is cost. Cost is huge, okay? Public is just way more affordable than private unless you get a good scholarship. And that's just something you need to consider with your family and with yourself. I know a lot of brothers, they come out of the training and they really have a heart to serve the Lord. They really have a heart to serve the Lord full time in a jaw-dropping way. But because they leave the training with student debt, they're not able to. It's just practical. You just can't, because that debt is yours. No one else can bear the responsibility of that debt for you. Maybe your parents, but maybe sometimes even your parents can't do that. And so to be a proper human being coming out of college, the training, whatever, we have to take care of our debts. That's just, you can't live your life saddled with debt. You just can't. Sometimes it's good to consider, you know, do I want to graduate college with a ton of debt? Like, do I want those shackles to be on me? I think that's just something we need to pray, fellowship, and consider. I would say even fellowship with your family and with some older saints could be very helpful. Okay, amen. Close to home, far from home. Laura, you want to go first?
I'm Laura. I'm a sophomore at UMass Boston studying exercise and health science. And for me, the beginning of the decision, I wasn't really like including the Lord in any of it. I was listening to a lot of what my friends were saying. I kind of wanted to do whatever I wanted. Like, I wanted to experience that freedom, being away from home, being away from my parents. And so I was listening to a lot of what my friends were saying, and they were like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go across the country. And I was like, me too. But yeah, no. But yeah, and so I was looking at a lot of schools that were pretty far away. But whenever I like told my parents about that, they were like, no, this is too expensive. Like, you'll be unhappy. There's no church life there. And I was like, you don't know what you're talking about. And so I had this very bitter feeling inside of me at first. But then I came to the junior-senior retreat, and we actually had a very similar message where the Lord is like, he's knocking and he's like waiting for you to come to him. And I was like, oh, I haven't talked to the Lord at all about this. So after that message, I just remember walking out like late at night, and I remember what I said. I wrote it down. I said, Lord, wherever you place me, I want to be a vessel for you, and I want to express Christ. I just give these next 4 years to you and give this decision to you. Place me at a college where I can carry out your purpose and will.
Amen.
So when I went back home, I fellowshipped more because I didn't do like any of that. I was like, I'm just going to do this on my own, which don't do that because that will not be good. And yeah, I fellowshipped more and I prayed more, asking him like, Lord, what about this college? What about this like campus? Like, what about this city? And eventually he placed me at a college 15 minutes away from my house, and I actually live at home. The complete opposite of what I initially wanted to do. And it's just his sovereign arrangement, because if I was anywhere else, I don't think I would be happy. I don't think I would be with the saints.
Right.
I would probably be very upset and even more bitter than I was at the beginning of this decision. So I just really encourage you all to just take the time in the future, like pray with the Lord and pray with those around you.
Amen.
And I'm also saving a lot of money because I live at home.
Yes.
yeah. Yeah, so yeah, I just encourage you all to fellowship with those around you, and even with your parents, even though I was like upset with them, like they were right. So yeah, that's what I have to say.
Hello, my name is Samuel. I'm a second year at Northeastern University. My experience when searching for colleges to apply to, I really wanted to go like Laura, like go across country, like to be pretty far from home. But my mom really wanted me to stay home, to like go to Rutgers to to stay home and yeah, be in New Jersey. But I really didn't really have a school that was close to home that I wanted to go to. And so I had a lot of fellowship with my mom, and we would pray a lot together, and to find a school for me. And I would also pray on my own and say to the Lord to lead me to apply to a college that he would want me to go to. And it was until the start of applications that I met a brother who my dad worked for, and his son went to Northeastern. And that's like actually how I found out like there's a school called Northeastern. And so after I did some research and visited the school, I was like, this is the school that the Lord wants me to go to. And so, yeah. And I want to share something from a song that I feel was like really real in my experience. It's called There's Someone Interceding for You. And the second verse, it says, there's someone who is living for you. He's listening and responding to you. He's preparing, arranging each circumstance to meet every one of your needs. There is someone, just believe.
Amen.
The someone is Jesus. And he has prepared everything for each one of us.
Amen.
We just need to believe in him.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Hello, my name is Margaret. I am a senior at University of Connecticut, and I'm studying physiology and neurobiology with a minor in materials engineering. When I was starting to go to college, I wanted to... My plan was to become a healthcare practitioner so that I could provide a practical service to the church. And I wanted to go to a small school so that I could stay in my little introvert bubble and not have to interact much to make friends. And also so that I could get to know my professors really well so they could write me a letter of recommendation. And the Lord sent me to UConn, where the classes were like 200 students, and I'd show up to office hours and there'd be 30 students, and there it was basically second class. So for the first 2 years, my only social life basically was just the church. I wouldn't like hang out with anyone other than just the saints. And high school me would have thought that was sad, but those first 2 years of college, I was so blessed. Oh. I received so much God in those first 2 years because I was just constantly with the saints.
Amen.
And then spring of junior year, the Lord started pushing me out of healthcare and it's like, go back to research. And I was furious. I was like, Lord, I've spent 2.5 years learning how to take care of people and you want me to go to research? This is a waste of time. I realized I'm Cain. I'm trying to give the Lord something of myself. I'm like, Lord, I've spent all this time harvesting these crops. What do you mean you don't want it? And I realized when you give something to the Lord, it has to be what the Lord asked for and not what you yourself gave him. And if I looking back, I realized if I didn't have those 2 years of just pure growth in the body, in God, if I didn't have those two, if I was in the world in those 2 years, I wouldn't have been ready to receive that. So the Lord knows what environment you need. And then later it turns out if you're doing research, it's really good to be in a large school, because one day I went up to my molecular biology professor. I told him, hey, I'm interested in computational biology. Do you know if I can do anything with that? He says, oh yeah, Scott from the department over, he's just been hired. He's looking for students. He's a computational neuroscientist. And I've been working with Scott. It's so much fun. Research is great. It's not what I wanted, but the Lord knows what makes me really happy.
Hi, my name is Barbara, and I just graduated undergrad at Rutgers. I studied English, and now I'm in grad school for education. So honestly, I don't know how qualified I am to speak on this, because in general, I'm not a very practical person, so I don't know how much practical fellowship I can give. But for me, when I was choosing a school, I did not really put much thought into it, which is not good advice, so don't follow that. But like looking at the list of like all the different things to consider, I don't remember really considering them. And I just chose Rutgers and I felt okay with that. But I think in college, I learned a lot more to let the Lord into every stage of life. And I think like Shepherd mentioned yesterday, like you're only 19 once in your life, or you're only gonna be a junior in high school once in your life, you're only gonna be a senior in high school once in your life. And the Lord wants to be part of every part of your life. So I wish I realized that sooner, but for you guys, you still have time. You're still a junior or senior in high school. And I think especially as a senior, I just remember that whole year, everything that, like the first question everyone asked is like, what colleges are you applying to? And like, are you thinking about college? That's like what everyone asks first. And so I just remember like feeling just kind of pressured, like everything was resting on what college I was gonna go to. And like others have mentioned, I think there's a lot of just like comparing yourself to like your classmates, especially if you're in like a competitive school or your friends are all like trying to apply to certain schools. And then the parents talk and they're like, my kid's applying here and my kid's applying here. So there's a lot of just pressure. Like you feel like there's expectation on like what you should do. But I think one verse that I have is Matthew 6:33. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. I feel like a lot of times, especially in college, there's a lot of decisions to make. And the more you grow up and the more you become an adult, there's just a lot of decisions to make. And I'm very indecisive. So I think it's always been hard for me to decide and to come to the Lord even. But I think a lot of times, like sometimes it might be a clear answer and the Lord might give you a clear direction. But what do you do if you are in fellowship with him and you don't get a clear answer? I think I struggled with that a lot because there were times where I would keep bringing up something to the Lord and I just felt like there was no clear direction. But I think what other saints have fellowshiped to me and what I've been learning in my journey with the Lord is that Honestly, the Lord just wants to spend time with you, and he just wants to be part of every stage of life that you go through. And so right now, as juniors and seniors, maybe something that's really important to you is what college to go to. And so the Lord just wants to be part of that. Right. And so I think a lot of times I'm looking for a clear answer, and I'm like, Lord, why do you give, like, these people are giving testimonies that they got a clear answer, but even with that, there's comparison. Like, this person seems so sure, and I'm just not sure. I just don't have any direction in any sense. And you might spend your whole year, like, in fellowship with the Lord, and maybe you don't have a super clear answer. But if you have consecrated and you are in fellowship with the Lord, then you can trust that everything will be okay. Amen. That he will add to you what you need. So anyways, I think I overthink a lot about, like, what's right and what's wrong, like which decision is right, which decision is wrong. But even in our fellowship, I think we don't need to focus too much on the outcome, whether it's right or wrong. But really, like, as you're fellowshipping with him, the Lord is just adding himself into you. And the more Christ you have in you, the more just whatever you're doing, the Lord's involved in it, even if you don't feel like he is. You know, there's a saying that he's hidden behind every scene, right? And that he has a gentle, quiet voice. So I think in the midst of these life experiences, there might be a lot of confusion. But when you, like others have said, when you look back, you get more clarity and you realize the Lord was there in that stage of life and he brought you through. So anyways, I think just for all those of you who might also be indecisive and confused like me, I just want to assure you that just seek first, and the Lord will add to you what you need. So don't worry too much about whether you're making the right decision or the wrong decision. If you seek him first and you've given yourself to the Lord, even if there's no clear answer, just keep going and tell the Lord, like, stop me if you need to. But trust that, you know, as you're going, he's walking with you. Just make sure you include him in every stage of your life. Yeah.
My name is Mosel Trujillo, and I am serving at UMass Boston. I grew up in Southern California, and I went to a community college, Santa Ana Community College, and then transferred to Cal State Long Beach, California. California, Long Beach. I just wanted to share with you all. Actually, when I was graduating high school, I was very overwhelmed because, one, I wasn't very smart, or so I felt like I wasn't very smart. And I just was, like, overwhelmed with going to college that actually I didn't want to go to college. But my family, of course, was very, very supportive, and they wanted me to go to college. So that was kind of like where I was graduating high school. But, and it's totally okay to be there, but just know that actually college is, may not be, it's okay if you go to a trade school, or maybe there's, like, another option that you feel like is best for you. But I think the best thing for me was having fellowship. I appreciated what Barbara said and others said. Like, I just went to my family, you know, and talk to them, but also with the saints. Like, our church life is our home life also. It's our family life. And I just kind of was very transparent. Like, I don't want to go to college. But I just felt so much love and so much support from the saints, the ones, like, in my small group, the ones I was with, and they just encouraged me, like, you should just go to college. Like, you can do it, you know? That was one thing that going to community college was actually really great, because also I didn't know what I wanted to study, because there's so many options, and I just didn't know what I wanted to do. But I appreciated, a sister told me, she said, you know, like, with Abraham in the Old Testament, like, if God would have just given him a roadmap, then he wouldn't have needed God, right? But all these hundreds and thousands of conversations that we can have with the Lord about, maybe, I don't know, all the things we're feeling about college, or maybe, like, wanting to go to the top school and not getting in, or, you know, all these things, like, we can have all these, like, conversations with the Lord and inviting him into our college decision, and he just wants to be in it. He wants to be in it with you, and I would say two things. One is that all things work together for good. Amen. To those who love God, to those who have been called according to his purpose. And each one of you have been called according to his purpose. And I do believe you love him. And so whether you end up going to a trade school, to community college at first like me, which was awesome for me, it was the best fit, or you go to top school, you know, all things, it's all going to work out as long as you invite the Lord in. Amen. That's the best. And even I would say your college years are your golden years. That means that that's the time where you can allow the Lord to draw you and you can pursue with your companions. Amen. Then the Lord draws you together. So, yeah, maybe you don't know exactly right now, but I would just say invite the Lord in to the school, whether you know or you don't know. Yeah, there's nothing so safe as to just invite the Lord into your decision and even inviting him in with all those around you. Maybe you can pray with your companions or like me, tell your small group to pray for you, you know, because you don't know what to do. So, yeah, but let the Lord in.
Okay, wasn't that so good? Yeah. I really enjoyed all of the sharing. Really thank the brothers and sisters giving their real experiences. So for the next 10 minutes, we thought this would be a nice way to end. Just where you're sitting, you could group up with ones near you. This time could be used as like a response, or if there's any questions or any follow-up fellowship from what was just spoken. I think this would be a good time. And this is just to kick things off. I think it could, you know, go into lunchtime and then also for the rest of this afternoon. How about real quickly, just 10 minutes, you know, you could group up. If you want to stand up, stretch, and form a group that way, that's okay too. But we just want to use this next 10 minutes in small groups.